Thank you for joining us again here at Bible Truth and Prophecy. Today we want to continue our series on preparing the way for the Antichrist. As Dr. Linstead looks at the subject today of artificial intelligence, I want to bring something to you very troubling first, though, and I'm certain when Dr. Linstead returns, he'll have something to say about it as well. His name, Yuval Harari. His want to reach children with science earlier in life. Because when they get to college, they're in their 20s, and it's hard to change their view of the world. What does he want to reach your children with? An algorithm. Not so bad, you say. He says that with the advances in biotech and infotech, we can now hack the human being. After all, we are all just algorithms. This algorithm will track your eye movement and your blood pressure and every little thing they can get their hands on to help your children. To help your children do what, you might ask? To find out where they are in the gay straight spectrum. They can help your child decide this. Without you, of course. They can even help a cola company decide if they'd be better off selling a product to you with a topless woman or a topless man. And how much money that might be worth to the advertising agencies. You cannot hide from them because they're going to use Amazon and Alibaba and the secret police. I remember somebody else who wanted control of our children and had a secret police, don't you? After this clip, stay tuned for Dr. Linstead's next installment of Preparing the Way for the Antichrist as he talks about artificial intelligence. And don't forget to visit our website for the free materials offered there.
When the infotech revolution merges with the biotech revolution, what you get is the ability to hack human beings. And once you have enough such biometric information and enough computing power, you can create algorithms that know me better than I know myself. And humans really don't know themselves very well. This is why algorithms have a real chance of getting to know ourselves better. We don't really know ourselves. To give an example, when I was 21, I finally realized that I was gay after living for several years in denial. And this is not exceptional. A lot of gay men live in denial for many years. They don't know something very important about themselves. Now imagine the situation in 10 or 20 years when an algorithm can tell any teenager exactly where he or she is on the gay-straight spectrum, and even how malleable this position is. The algorithm tracks your eye movements, your blood pressure, your brain activity, and tells you who you are. Now, maybe you personally wouldn't like to make use of such an algorithm, but maybe you find yourself in some boring birthday party of somebody from your class at school, and one of your friends has this wonderful idea that I've just heard about this cool new algorithm that tells you your sexual orientation, and wouldn't it be a lot of fun if everybody just takes turns testing themselves on this algorithm as everybody else is watching and commenting? What would you do? Would you just walk away? And even if you walk away, and even if you keep hiding from your classmates or from yourself, you will not be able to hide from Amazon and Alibaba and the secret police. As you surf the internet, as you watch videos or check your social feed, the algorithms will be monitoring your eye movements, your blood pressure, your brain activity, and they will know. They could tell Coca-Cola that if you want to sell this person some fuzzy, sugary drink, don't use the advertisement with the shirtless girl. Use the advertisement with the shirtless guy. You wouldn't even know that this was happening, but they will know. And this is...
count it a privilege for you to join us in the midst of this series. We've been doing this series on paving the way for the Antichrist. And I'm going to be honest with you. I have people say, do you really believe that this is coming in our lifetime? I do. I believe that Christ could come at any time. And the plan that the Antichrist has to deceive the world could begin shortly after that. You see, in today's lesson, we're going to talk about artificial intelligence and technology and how it directly points to the very time frame that the Bible speaks of in the book of Revelation. We're going to talk about the idea of a reset world, a one world government, governments all collapsing into one, exactly as the Bible said. You watch these video clips, and I really believe in the next 20 to 30 minutes, you're going to understand why I can say we're living in the last days. This program is so important for you to see today. Thank you for joining us. And I think the introduction of artificial intelligence is an eye-opener. Because right now, the people favoring AI, and by the way, I'm not opposed to it. There's a lot of good things about it. But you see, whatever that Satan uses, he'll take something good and he'll turn it to bad. Gaming, music, technology, medical science, communication, robotics, those are all good things. Those things aren't bad. But you understand that when we give control of those to other people, then we could be in danger. So let me just quote some things from Billy Crone. Billy Crone's a believer. He has an incredible series out on AI. But here's his quote. The birth of AI and its dissemination across the planet is just as big a prophetic moment as when Israel became a nation in 1948. You can't have a seven-year tribulation and Armageddon without Israel back in the land. You can't have a global economy, the mark of a beast, or micromanaging the planet even to the point of worshiping the Antichrist without AI. Okay, so here's the idea. It's this. AI is the new electricity. Now, when electricity first came out, everyone said, yeah, don't get too hooked on electricity because what if electricity goes off? You know, then how are you going to run your air conditioner? You don't get used to that refrigerator. How are you going to keep your Dr. Pepper cold if you don't have a refrigerator? Well, the trouble is, electricity did take over, didn't it? And when it shuts off, we suffer, don't we? I don't care if you're living in the north or the south. You depend on electricity. And so electricity really runs everything. And right now, AI is starting to run everything. Our transportation systems, now they're wonderful. And AI is fantastic, and you see these cars drive themselves, and these trucks drive themselves, and other than the fact it freaks you out, it's pretty fantastic. It's all AI. But the trouble is, when you give AI that power, then it now controls you. Let's take your house. So with AI, you can make it so that when you come home from work, it turns it right to the right temperature. You can make it so it begins to cook your meal. You can make it so it unlocks the door when you pull in the door. Those are all great things. But the trouble is, if somebody takes over AI from you, you no longer have control of your temperature or your driveway or your door. You see what I'm saying? So AI is not something that's going to happen in the future. It's happening now. And as I read Revelation 13 especially, I think AI is the perfect tool for the Antichrist. I'm not saying AI is bad. I'm saying the Antichrist is bad. You see, a bad person can use something good for their enjoyment and for their pleasure to exalt himself. And so the military, one of the most frightening things in the last year that I've read is the fact that so many powers are working together. I'm talking about China, Russia, the United States. We're sharing all kinds of military secrets. The robots that we're building to fight wars are incredible. I mean, they're absolutely phenomenal robots. The drones, the little things, it's fantastic. Trouble is, everyone has them. The fear that I have right now is that on the borders of some of the countries that we may break out in a conflict with, we may be fighting our own technology. Furthermore, do you understand that what we thought was secret and was very, that we're developing, a lot of other countries have it now. You want to know why? Because the people who know about it are selling it because they want power and they want money, and they're getting lots of money for our technology. So the military has a project called Maven. Wow. You watch a demonstration, I almost showed it, about 20 minutes long. When you're done, you say, how do you fight a robot that doesn't die? Listen, AI is a perfect way. The economy, finances, communications. What would you do if you lost your phone? I know you guys would shrivel up into a little ball and suck your thumb in the fetus position. But even others, the last thing I asked the guy before we started, I said, is my phone out there? He said, you're not going to need it for a few minutes. He was right. Yeah. Hey, everything we have, our education, our medical stuff, these are fantastic things. But the trouble is, all of it can be controlled by one person. If that one person is evil, do you see how he can control your life? I think that's part of what we're seeing is taking place. Now, I want to take a step back, because 6 or 7 years ago, Elon Musk, and he's the artificial intelligence, he's guru right now. He says this: artificial intelligence is our biggest existential threat. This investor says this: humanity risks summoning a demon and calling for more regulatory oversight. That was 6 or 7 years ago. Has he ever changed his mind? I want you to ask this morning, why did he change his mind? Now, we talked about spiritual warfare. And now we're getting into an area that I don't think any of us really would like to address, but I have to address it, because I think we're in a spiritual battle. On Wednesday nights, we've been studying Ephesians and the lessons on spiritual battle, the armor that God has. And the Bible clearly tells us that we're fighting an enemy, and that enemy is principalities and powers in high places. And that enemy is active. And we can ignore them, because, you see, most of them, they're not going to believe what the Bible tells us about the spiritual warfare, because some of them don't believe in God and they don't believe in the devil. Doesn't matter if they believe in God or not, God's real. Doesn't matter if they believe in the devil or not, the devil's real. And so this guy, this brilliant guy, this wealthy man, 6 or 7 years ago, he says humanity runs risk of summoning a demon. Do you remember that Judas became indwelt by Satan to do his devilish work? He made a bargain with the devil. And I think some of these bright people, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, and others, have made a deal with the devil. And that's why we're watching this take place. You know what it says in Revelation chapter 12? When the devil knew he had a short time, he began activity. He said he was very mad and began extra activity. We're watching that extra activity right now. Okay? Next. So 2019, brain implants. Now what changed in that 6 or 7 years? Well, here's what they're claiming. CNN News says this: implants could give governments and companies power to read your mind, scientists warn. Okay, so let's look at now. I have a series of 5 videos, and when Elon Musk speaks, from time to time people think, okay, this guy can't even get his words right. No, the guy is so bright that he doesn't know what he's going to say next, so he'll stammer and stutter. Be patient with him, because he's a legend. Not just what he's done in brain implants, but what he's done in all kinds of other things. But has he made a deal with the devil? I'll show you why I say that in just a moment. Okay, let's look at the
end of August, Elon Musk presented to humanity his new project, a neural electronic chip.
I mean, frankly, to sort of simplify this, it's more complicated than this, but it's, in a lot of ways, it's kind of like a Fitbit in your skull with tiny wires. It goes in your skull, replaces a piece of skull, and the wires. So It goes flush with your skull. It's invisible, and all you can see afterwards is this tiny scar. And if it's under your hair, you can't see it at all. In fact, I could have a Neuralink right now, and you wouldn't know. Essentially, you open a piece of skull. You remove about a coin-sized piece of skull. We basically close that up with actually super glue, which is how a lot of wounds are closed.
This event came off relatively unnoticed, but meanwhile, it will certainly go down in history and may usher in a completely new era of mankind. The possibilities Musk is talking about are impressive. The chip in the long run can help the paralyzed to walk, the blind to see, and the deaf to hear. It will also significantly expand the hearing and vision capabilities of healthy people through electronic cameras and microphones.
Perhaps you can use that same technology in people who haven't lost vision to produce some kind of heads-up display, something like Terminator or something like that.
In fact, it's worth saying that, like, over time we could actually give somebody supervision. Like you could have like ultraviolet or infrared or see in radar. I could basically name your frequency and you can just dynamically adjust.
We give sight to the blind. They can have a person who's never walked before walk. I thought Jesus did that. Well, we're going to be able to do with technology. Okay, let's watch the next clip.
It will be possible to directly control gadgets and a computer with the power of thought, bypassing all modern interfaces and play computer games. With the power of thought, it will be possible to call a car, listen to music without having to be able to hear. But these fantastic opportunities are not the limit. Musk and his team speak about the possibility of electronic telepathy. The exchange of thoughts directly without words. It is about saving and replaying memories, other people having access to them, and even downloading them into a new body.
We could actually send the true thoughts. We could obviously have far better communication because we can convey the actual concepts, the actual thoughts, uncompressed to somebody else. So I think in the future you will be able to save and replay memories. But yeah, essentially if you have a whole brain interface, everything that's encoded in memory, you could upload, you could basically store your memories as a backup and restore the memories. And ultimately, you could potentially download them into a new body or into a robot body. The future is going to be weird.
Finally, Elon Musk declares that thanks to his chip, the combined will of humanity will control the world.
In other words, we're talking about mind control. We're talking about the whole world deciding what you believe and what you think. I got to admit, I wouldn't mind a chip bit because, man, there's some things I used to know that I need to be able to recall. And I'd like to put one in there that would allow me to speak different languages. And I wouldn't even mind a boost to my mathematical one, too. But you want to know something? They're going to control your mind. And I think it's going to come down to you're not going to be able to buy, sell, or trade until you have this mark. And the way you get it is you got to worship the devil because that's what he wants. He's going to require it. And listen, as we continue, he's going to talk about giving life to an image. We just read that in Revelation 13. Elon Musk was quoting the Bible and he didn't know it. Now, you can sit here and dismiss it all you want to, but let me tell you this. The Word of God stands sure and fast, and it's been on record for 2,000 years, and God knows exactly what's taking place, and we are the ones who are living in this incredible generation. Next clip.
His ultimate goal is to create a third layer, a symbiosis of the brain with artificial intelligence in the wake of the limbic system of the brain and the cerebral cortex.
You know, I think achieving some kind of AI symbiosis where you have an AI extension of yourself, like a tertiary layer above the limbic system and cortex, and having that symbiosis be good, such that the future of the world is controlled by the combined will of the people.
Of course, if someone else has said something of that kind, such statements could have been taken with skepticism, if not good fun. However, the name Musk is associated in the world with stunning advances in technology. Elon Musk's projects are really impressive. This is Tesla's magnificent electric car with autopilot and artificial intelligence, the underground high-speed transport system LVCC loop, The Solar City system, where a roof made of solar panels is installed on the house, which provides almost free energy. Hyperloop capsules that enable to travel twice as fast as an airplane. Finally, it's a successful SpaceX space exploration project aimed ultimately at Mars colonization. And now, brain chipping.
Who's on the medical front, particularly around synthetic mRNA, you can basically do anything with synthetic RNA, DNA. It's like a computer program. So, I mean, I think with enough, with effort, that's not too crazy. You could probably stop aging, reverse it if you want. You can basically do it. You can turn someone into a freaking butterfly if you want with the right DNA sequence.
Did you hear what he said? He could change the identity of somebody. He can make it so you can turn someone into a butterfly. He could take a butterfly and he can give life to an image. He can allow that image to speak. Now this guy has a proven record of success. And several have already suggested you're just jealous. I am. I wish I had a brain that size. I wish I could think of those things. I would love to travel in outer space. I know some of you think I live in outer space, but I'd love to travel there just for a week or two. I think, as smart as he is, as wealthy as he is, I'm concerned about his connections. Here's why. You see, Elon Musk began to date a lady by the name. She advertised herself as a witch. She's a partner with the devil. I wonder what changed his mind about the fact that we might be summoning a demon. Now all of a sudden he's pushing it. Yeah. And so they have a baby. The baby's name I can't pronounce. I can barely spell it. AXAEA-12. Can't even register the baby in California because you can't have numbers in a name. So how did it become so weird? Well, let's just take a look at Grimes, okay? And here's what she says. Maybe he can, like, sense my distaste for the word mother. And so this witch, who frequently, matter of fact, when you Google her up, you'll find she's in the witch's costume almost all the time, usually with a sword, always with a witch's costume. And that's her primary mode of operation. Now, you can say it's innocent. I don't. I think she's had a profound influence on him, and it's just beginning. Because if the devil could do it to him, he'll do it to anybody else that doesn't have Christ. You see, when you accept Christ as your Savior, Christ lives in you, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You don't have a chance against the devil without Christ. And so I'm trying to warn you with all the passion I can. Because if the devil could trip and mess up Elon Musk, he can mess up you. And he will promise you whatever you want. Maybe Elon Musk wants one more invention. Maybe he wants one more $1 billion. I don't even know how many billions he got. He's got a lot of them. But you see, he always wants more and more and more. And you're going to want more and more and more. And eventually you're selling yourself to the devil. Next. Here she is. So Grimes, April 2021, the girlfriend, I think they have two children, revealed her painful, beautiful alien scars. She says that her tattoo with white ink on her back is there to show scars from aliens. That's weird. I don't know how else to say it. That's weird. She's weird. And she's influencing him in an incredible way. And you know what? I don't trust his power because I think it's coming straight from the pit of hell. And so full back and white ink was somehow from alien computer brain? Wow. Folks, here's what I'm saying. The devil has powerful tactics. And never before has the world been more set up for those powerful tactics than right now. We're watching it take place. And when I see all the nations lined up exactly as the Bible said, when I see leaders lined up exactly as the Bible said, when I see technology available to do exactly what the Bible says, you know what I think? That's all tribulation stuff. And before the tribulation ever breaks out, guess what? I'm out of here. I'm going. I'm going to go with Jesus. And you can be left here on planet Earth, and you can discuss with the devil and fight with the devil all you want to. But let me tell you this. After Jesus comes back, 21 judgments come on this earth, and my friend, you don't want to be here for those 21 judgments. You see, the Bible says that tribulation period is the wrath of God. And he says, I don't want my bride to go through the wrath of God. He's going to take us out of the wrath of God. He promised that in Thessalonians. He promised that in Revelation. We don't go through it. You want to know why? On the cross, Jesus took the wrath of God for me. My sins were judged on Calvary. And God made a way to escape it. And I'm afraid the world is just sucking all this in. And let me tell you, the pandemic has been a great way to introduce it, because you know what? They're going to talk about global reset. And wow, we're watching it.
Just returned from Israel this week. And as you can see, the things that are taking place in the world show that we're close to the days when Christ talked about the tribulation. But before that, there would be the escape of the rapture of the church. You see, I know people that look at this and say, how frightening it is. But believe me, this past week when I was in Jerusalem, there were several things that really hit my mind. Number one, the sights, the sounds of the old city, they're incredible. The feel of Olivewood, and see all the souvenirs that have been handcrafted out of Bethlehem, it's spectacular. But my walk across the Temple Mount, the 35 most contested area in all the world, we walked across there and some of us commented, wow, this is the scene that the Bible speaks of in Revelation chapter 12 and 13. I really believe it's taking place. We've just seen the schedule that people have set for the reset of the whole government of the earth. We've looked at the technology that says we can control people, their thoughts. We can control who they are. You understand, that cannot take place until the midpoint of the tribulation. But that time is coming. So how do you prepare? Here's how it is. You receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I was also in Jerusalem, and I saw outside the city that there was a place called Golgotha, Calvary, where Jesus died. I saw the place near to that that shows an empty tomb. And that empty tomb tells this, that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and my sins, and he rose from the dead. My friend, have you ever admitted to God that you're a sinner? That your sins are enough to keep you out of heaven because you've offended a holy God? Admit that you're a sinner. Next, acknowledge that Christ died. He really died. He really rose again. And he did so to show that he had power over death, that our sins could be forgiven. And then personally accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Say, I take you, Lord Jesus, to be my Savior. This day, you can be assured of escaping the judgment that God has planned for planet Earth during the tribulation, and you would be with Jesus Christ in heaven